time to check out all the latest in the AFL for Wideline Windows and Doors. Anytime is the right time to take a closer look at any of Wideline's showrooms. Parramatta, Tuggerah, Broadmeadow, Rosebery and Port Macquarie.
Well, on the weekend, the Sydney Swans grabbed their first victory of the season over the Carlton Blues, and one of the stars were Ollie Florent, and we're lucky enough to have him on the line this morning. Good morning, Ollie.
Good morning, guys.
Good performance on the weekend against Carlton, and one that you certainly needed after a slow start to the season.
Yeah, it was a great win by the boys. Obviously, needed to win that one as we lost the first two, but yeah, it was a great feeling after the game. Hopefully more to come.
What did you take out of that performance? I mean, the numbers in the first two games in terms of contested possession and inside 50s were down, but it looked as though the Swans were back at that hard style of football on the weekend.
Yeah, we kept our focus really simple this week. It was just to, get around each other, play as a team, just go back to what we are usually good as, getting back to our hard and contested football, and everything else usually flows for us. So I think we did that on the weekend and looking forward to doing it again on Thursday night.
They're not living up to expectations, are they, the Melbourne Demons either? They're actually last on the table, so they're going to be a desperate team you come up against on Thursday night at the SCG, Ollie.
Yeah. They've obviously had a few losses, but they're a great team, and although they've been losing, they've still been playing reasonable football, and they're going to be breathing fire on Thursday night. So it's not going to be an easy match, and we're going to have to bring, four quarters of football to get the win over it.
Yeah, I'm interested with what you said before about getting back to that contested possession sort of football and going really hard and simplifying your style and your structure. Are the Swans a team that likes to focus on themselves more than the opposition?
I think we play our own brand, and we believe that we control the other positions or the other team's game and style they play. So we believe that we control the game, but we also put a lot of work into opposition and how they play, because some teams can really dominate you in specific areas, and we know that Melbourne's got a really good midfield this week, and it's going to take a big effort to, overcome them in that area.
Mm. I know there were some rule changes in the off-season and going back to the 6-6-6, but have you noticed anything different off the back of that, and has the game changed at all?
Yeah, I think it's, you're getting a lot more one-on-one contests all around the ground, which is great to see, because teams actually win games off just winning their one-on-ones now. So, although there's still areas to bring a plus one around the contest and stuff like that, but at centre bounce, it's a different game, and it's one-on-ones everywhere. And late in the game, especially, it's really important, because you got to win your one-on-ones if it's a really close game.
Yeah, I was about to say that. And the aerial, the one-on-one contested possessions are very important.
Mm.
There's no doubt. Ollie, you played every game, I'm pretty sure, for the Sydney Swans last year. And obviously, I imagine you got a bit of a soft spot for the SCG. But talking about the SCG, there's not so soft the surface there, particularly in the middle. There's a bit of a call from your coach for a drop-in pitch, cricket pitch there, so you could have a better surface for the field of AFL. How do you actually find the surface currently?
Yeah, it's going to be tough to get it 100% perfect with all the NRL and the soccer playing there at the moment. But we've been training there, and I know the ground staff are doing everything they possibly can to get it right for Thursday. But, yeah, we'll train there tonight, and I'm sure it'll be in decent nick for the game.
Yeah. Do you only have the one session actually on the ground per week normally?
Well, this week, because it's a shorter week for us, we'll only train there once, but sometimes we train there twice a week. Right. But we're getting a new oval just across the road, so we can train there as well, which is nice.
Yeah. Jared McVay out for up to 2 months. Will Haywood, another injury. which allows maybe a Kieran Jack to come back into the team. How's he been going and the prospects of him playing this week?
Yeah, Kieran's been going really well. He's been on limited game time at the moment, so he's just building up his strength because he's just come back off an injury himself. But to be honest, I'm not really sure whether he'll be playing or not. The coaches will make that decision. But yeah, it obviously with Jared and Will going down opens up a opportunity for another couple of players to come in and you know, obviously take their opportunity with some great players out.
Talking of taking their opportunity, Isaac Heaney the other day, pretty special, 4 goals and contributed a lot to the performance.
Yeah, he's a gun. He's one of the greatest young shining stars of the AFL, and he really showed that on the weekend. We obviously know he can do stuff like that, but for him himself to actually do it on the weekend gave him a lot of confidence going into sort of this week.
Ollie, we thank you so much for your time, mate. Play well. Don't forget, you won't forget. I'm telling our listeners and our viewers, Ollie, I'm sure you know it's Thursday night.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll be there, mate. I'm just letting everybody else know it's Thursday night, SCG. Get out there and support the Swans who are coming off the back of their first win for the season. Thanks again, Ollie.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Ollie Florent there joining us from the midfield from the Sydney Swans. Played every game last year. He's had a strong start to the season, and it was good to see the Swannies get off the mark. The Melbourne Demons are winless, so again, a little bit like the Gold Coast Titans. We were talking to James Maloney earlier. They'll be desperate because bigger things were expected of them this
year. They've got plenty of talent, the Demons, and they'll be hard to beat. But let's hope the Swans can put back-to-back wins together for the first time this season and continue their charge up the AFL ladder.